Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Rudy, okay, of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with the survey. Is this Alejandro Garcia?
Yes, it is.
Okay, excellent. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
What am I speaking to you?
Okay, excellent. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I am driving.
You are driving. In which state do you currently live? Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Willoughby.
Excellent. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or most all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
I only have a cell phone.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, good. Now, just to ensure, we have a representative sample. First, in what year were you born?
1976.
Excellent. Thank you for your answer. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Can you say ethnicity?
Yes, ethnicity, yes. Ethnic heritage. Okay, good. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I have a PhD.
PhD, give me 1 second here. I'm sorry?
I said that's 18.
Okay. And thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
I do not involve myself in politics. So.
Okay, so your answer would be you strongly disapprove, you somewhat disapprove, you strongly approve, or somewhat approve. Sir? I didn't hear your answer.
I said I don't care either way. I am not going to answer that.
Okay.
All right.
And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district? You don't vote?
I do not vote. I stopped voting a long time ago.
Okay, so you're not going to vote this November?
I am not going to vote. I haven't voted since 2004.
I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me.
Go ahead.
For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. For example, Vicente Gonzalez. Do you feel very favorable? Never heard of him, okay. How about Joe Biden?
Obviously, I've heard of him, but I don't care, like I said.
No opinion, okay. How about Mayra Flores?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, how about Donald Trump?
I've heard of him.
Do you have an opinion of him?
He's great on reality shows.
Okay, will you feel favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards this person?
I don't care.
All
I honestly
right, no
don't
opinion.
Care. Like, I'm not being.
How about Kamala about Harris? And that's
again,
okay, man.
No opinion.
How about Kamala Harris? No opinion, okay? Give me 1 second. thinking ahead to the November election, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate,
Zero.
U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Zero.
Okay. And the election for president, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
I don't vote. I'm not going to vote for either one.
Okay, next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
What did you say?
If the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, who is a Republican, and or Colin Allred, who is a Democrat?
That's hilarious. The last name is a little ironic. But no, I've never heard of the guy, and I'm not going to vote for either one.
Okay. All right. All right. And if the elections for U.S. Congress are being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mayra Flores, Republican?
Neither one. I'm not going to vote.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I understand that. Give me 1 minute. We're almost done. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else, whatever, don't
okay.
care one bit is.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I don't care.
Okay. All right. That's a fair answer. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'm well-to-do.
Okay, excellent. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home, you speak only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, only Spanish at home?
Only English.
Okay, good. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I didn't vote.
Okay, that's an answer. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I do appreciate you taking the time of answering this survey with me, okay? You have a great day ahead, man.
Bye-bye.